This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's talk about bringing refugees into the workforce, because the Human Resources Minister, M. Kulasekaran, told the Dewan Rakyat yesterday that the Cabinet will make a final decision on whether to allow refugees to work in Malaysia by next month.
So in its election manifesto, Pakatan Harapan has committed to providing the legal right to work to all registered refugees in Malaysia. And according to the Labour Minister, Human Resources Minister, rather, M. Kulasekaran, he's saying that, you know, they already here. So we are hiring foreign workers anyway. Why not just hire the refugees? That's quite a good suggestion, I think.
Yeah. So basically, he's suggesting that refugees can fill the existing... the Malaysian Employers Federation has also suggested that refugees can fill the existing labour gap. Executive Director Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan said that many employers are interested to hire refugees but are wary because of their illegal status. The MEF has also cautioned against the misuse of the refugee status as a backdoor for undocumented foreign workers who enter the country illegally. So for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan himself, Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation. Thank you for joining us, Datuk. So what are the benefits, first of all, for allowing refugees to work legally here in Malaysia?
Of course, yes. When the refugees are already here, it means that, of course, we don't have to incur extra costs of trying to bring them here. And we know that to bring in a foreign worker is not really cheap, either side, from the employee side and from the employer side. And, of course, we were made to understand that in a case where you want to bring in a legal Bangladeshi, for example, it may cost the employee at the source country something like even 14,000 ringgit to 20,000 ringgit. And to bring in a legal Indonesian, for example, will cost even up to 8,000 ringgit from the source country side, not from the employer side. And of course, the employer have to pay something like even up to 10,000 to bring in illegal foreign workers. So from the cost angle, of course, it is much more economical to be hiring a refugee. And after all, they are already here and doing some, I would say, informal sector job, because anyway, they have to sustain themselves.
So that's very startling, actually, those figures that you mentioned. Of course, the total cost savings around 30 to 40,000 if you just went with a refugee hiring. And in your estimates, how much of the demand for workers would the refugees fulfill in percentage terms?
No, I would say that, yes, for the lower-end job, there is always demand for foreign workers. Because these lower-end jobs are not really, I would say, interesting for local workers to take up. And, of course, you're talking about currently we have something like even up to 2 million legal foreign workers. And if you're talking about hiring 100,000, of course, then it fill up something like even 5% of the requirement of employers. But the question here is that whether all the refugees that are in the country currently are employable. Yes, we know that the numbers is around 170,000 registered with the UNHCR. But we also, I would say, have issues about fake UNHCR cards around the country. And of course, this is something that the UNHCR themselves have to really vet the documents that they had issued, whether they are actually genuine documents or fake documents. And of course, the other thing is that when we talk about refugees, they are very much so used to be staying around Kuala Lumpur. Yeah, so they may not be able to be actually employed outside Kuala Lumpur. What more if, let's say, it is talking about the plantation sector, where the place of work may not be attractive to them at all. Yeah.
So, Dato', you mentioned, this question of whether the existing refugees in the country are employable, and that is a concern that has been raised about the actual, the veracity of their documents. So, what could actually, in your view, give employers the confidence that these employers who have propose to have UNHCR cards are actually legal and employable refugees?
Yeah, this is just basically for the authorities to sort out the issue. Yeah, of course, I would say that perhaps vetting by the UNHCR and also our authorities here will actually assist in determining whether they are actually proper refugee. And of course, in the event they are proper, then of course, then you know, the employers may approach these refugees to be employed. So, I mean, the legality should be determined by the authorities and not by the employer, because as employers, obviously, we don't have that authority to decide their legal status.
All right. Thank you very much, Dato. And that was Dato' Shamsuddin Bardan, Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation. And I think this is one of those things that, as Dato' said, you know, there is a lot to do on the government's part to actually assure the business owners that that they have undergone all the vetting processes and that they've worked with the UNHCR to see that they are actually that we are not employing illegal immigrants who just happen to have, through some ways or means, gotten themselves a refugee card.
That's right. I think this is a no-brainer situation, because these refugees would be very willing to work hard to sustain their economic well-being. I mean, if you look at the numbers, the economics and the maths really work out. It costs, according to Dato' Shamsuddin Bardan, it costs an Indonesian legal worker between 15 and 20,000 for the application to come here to work legally in Malaysia, and it would cost the employer around 10,000, another 10,000 ringgit. So you're talking about 30 to 40,000 costs of hiring a legal worker combined, both for the worker and the employer. Why not just hire the refugees? And there are 170,000 of them in Malaysia. They would be able to contribute positively to the economy.
Yes, rather than contributing to the shadow economy, which is what a lot of them are doing now. Because, you know, realistically speaking, the fact that we do have this 170,000, you know, registered refugees in the country, it's just not feasible to assume that none of them are working, because they have to be able to feed themselves and they have to be able
Absolutely.
To take care of their
families.
They need
to survive.
They need to survive. And at the end, they receive, currently, refugees receive no welfare from the government. They don't, as well as and foreign aid and NGO support. All of that is not sufficient even to really cover their basic needs. What happens when, say, of a refugee family, one of them lands in hospital? You know, hospital costs, medical costs for refugees, they incur the same medical costs as a foreigner would. And that is, for a refugee, completely outside of the realm of what they could afford.
Exactly. And the 10,000 ringgit that Dato' Shamsuddin mentioned that the employer would spend, you know, a portion, a small, very small portion of that could go into, for example, medical insurance and other forms of insurance just to take care of the refugee. And so I think it's going to be a win-win situation if the government implements this.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.